interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National...
Greetings, my friend. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing you the full story of what happened. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents... places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of Joshua P. Warren?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual and we don't just discuss it. We go in the field to investigate. Here's one from Prescott Valley, Arizona. A man there is now facing several counts of felony charges because he was trying to murder the moon. That's right. Police arrived at his residence after his girlfriend reported him shooting his AK-47 at the moon. According to his girlfriend, he was muttering something about seeing Halley's Comet before firing his weapon out the window. Unfortunately, they say he's about 50 years too early and 28 years too late for such a sighting. When the police got there and apprehended him and asked him, "Why are you doing this?" all he would say is, "I want that thing dead." Well, he did admit to smoking weed before trying to pump the moon full of lead, but everybody knows that that pot must have been laced with something, since the aggressive and erratic nature of the crime lends itself to something more caustic. So he has been arrested. They say, you know, if you look at his mugshot, he has a palm tree patterned vest. So maybe even though he is in Arizona, the spirit of Florida is alive and well. And let me tell you, I have some interesting stories about the moon in general tonight, which figures since that, well, this is the summer solstice. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. I'm founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations, and my producer and engineer is Sam the Animal Steel. Good evening, Sam. Let it out, man.
That's my animal.
Who's calling you?
The animal noise on this summer solstice.
I'm glad you're feeling good. You know, you and I were talking off the air, and I've been having more of a problem with the sun than the moon. I'm actually sitting here shirtless, Sam, because, you know, obviously I'm in Puerto Rico, and they always tell you that you can get sunburned even when it's really overcast. Well, it's true. So I got a little bit too carefree, and so...
Lackadaisical.
Yeah, I could be the new spokesperson for Red Lobster.
And if we're playing Theater of the Mind, if you've never seen Joshua P. Warren, he is of a fair-skinned descent.
Well, I am going to talk some about vampires tonight, and I think I can call myself a bit of a spokesman, at least from the complexion standpoint. And I do know there is a certain match point where I will just burst into flames. So people always think it's weird that I'm down here in the tropics, but I guess we always are looking for what we cannot easily obtain. Another person who has a rather pale complexion and the kind of blood red accents to accompany is investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. How are you doing tonight, Shelley Wright?
I'm doing a lot better than you are, and I have discovered the joys of solar cane, so I hope that you will as well. It will definitely help that sunburn.
Yeah, yeah, I've got a variety of concoctions here that I'm
balms
I'm rubbing
and ointments,
on my body.
Liniments.
Yes, how many of you lucky ladies would like to win a trip to Puerto Rico to slather me up with a variety of potions
it's
every night?
Speaking of strange, Liniment 2014.
The ultimate reward for being a fan. So, but yeah, you know, this is actually, it's going to be a fun show tonight. We have tons of weird stuff, but guys, a lot of people who listen to this program are also very sad tonight. You know why that is?
Casey Kasem died.
Did he?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, no, you're in Puerto Rico.
I'm down here. I try to avoid bad news. So thanks, Sam.
It's just news.
You ruined my whole night.
Well, Josh, down in Puerto Rico.
There was some routine that Dana Carvey used to do with him, and I can't remember what. I'll have to think about it.
I'll look for the audio. I'm sure it's out there. But, yeah, I mean, it's a loss, especially if you're in the radio industry. I mean, he was part of our youth and stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Shaggy, you know, from Scooby-Doo. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one reason to be sad. Some of our listener base, however, happen to be fans of the True Blood vampire phenomenon. And apparently, I've been told that the last True Blood is going to air this weekend.
Huh.
And I am not, I've never followed True Blood. Shelley, are you a True Blood person?
You know, I've never followed it, but I meant to. I was going to catch up, and apparently
I hear there's a lot of nudity.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's mainly why people watch it. It's not for the vampires. What we're going to talk about, hour number two tonight, is a very odd and interesting twist on all this. We're going to talk about God and the devil and vampires. Ooh. And there is a connection there, and I have a theory. As far as I know, this is my own unique, original theory about the connection between God, the devil, and vampires. And so I'm going to throw it out there on the table, and the three of us will have a discussion about this concept, how they may all be connected. Now, of course, Sam, you know that in 2012, I co-hosted a big expedition to Transylvania in Romania, and we investigated Vlad the Impaler's castles.
Not a nice guy. Not a nice guy.
You would not want to get on his bad side. And, Shelley, you were there, you came along, you participated in the investigation. There's also a little bit of breaking news about Vlad the Impaler that we're going to dig into hour number two of the program tonight.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that'll be to help ease some of the pain for those of you who've been emailing me who are True Blood fans. Now, of course, we started off the show tonight with a story about the moon. Here is another really interesting story. Scientists say that they have now found traces of another world on the moon. They've been looking at rock samples, and of course, nobody is certain where the moon even came from. It has been believed since the 1980s that the moon was created
when a planet called Theia hit Earth about 4.5 billion years ago. But until now, there hasn't been any evidence. But a new analysis of rock brought back to Earth by Apollo astronauts has revealed some subtle differences in the composition of the material that makes up the moon compared to that of our planet. And they've looked at isotopic composition and oxygen, et cetera, et cetera. They say that ultimately they now believe they can confirm the theory that the moon was indeed created by a dramatic collision between Theia and Earth. The results are published in the journal Science. But they say the difference is sort of smaller than the researchers expected, that they've looked at meteorites from Mars and the outer solar system, and they see much larger disparities. So they're still sort of scratching their heads over why the new analysis provides results which are so similar. You know, that said, there's actually sort of a wave of scientific information that's coming out right now about bodies in space. Also, there's a story we'll get to about scientists at Harvard saying there may be, get a load of this, an ancient Earth inside Earth. Huh? Well, I'll explain that. But before we get ready for our first break, I was recently watching the show Cosmos, which, of course, is now hosted, the remake by Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I found it interesting. I even pointed this out in the webinar I did recently, that Neil deGrasse Tyson was saying that, okay, there, just in our galaxy alone, the Milky Way galaxy, there are hundreds of billions of stars. We can't even imagine how big that is. And many of them have planets and moons and stuff orbiting around them. And yet our galaxy is only one of 10 billion galaxies that we know of in the universe. Again, can't even imagine how much that is.
Mind-boggling.
And yet all of that only constitutes about 5% of what they think is out there. The rest of it they call dark matter, dark energy, which is defined by the very fact that we don't know what it is.
Where the dark web comes from.
So if you, I mean, but what ultimately scientists are saying, very frankly, is with all we know about how vast and gigantic and amazing this, that we still have no idea what 95% of what we know is there is.
Here's the thing. I know I love that show, and I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. But recently did you see his thing where he had tweeted out during a NASCAR race that, like, it would be impossible for a car to go around this corner at this speed, which obviously if you were a NASCAR fan, you know would be incorrect. And he admitted his mistake, you know, miscalculation, whatever. But wouldn't that lead one to believe that, like, scientists can make mistakes? It's like, if you can't get a NASCAR race right, I mean, you might get the universe wrong, too. You know?
That is a beautiful analogy of the wisdom of the common man versus the bureaucracy of the scientific system. Well done, Sam the Animal. Well done. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this evidence of Earth inside the Earth, and then we're just going to start banging through all of these other bizarre stories, including one about Star Wars technology that will soon be on your cell phone. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. This is Speaking of Strange. Clear. All right.
Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker.
Ow!
from the heart of the Bermuda Triangle, the Isle of Enchantment, Puerto Rico, hitchhiking the ET highway. I'm your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange, brought to you tonight by Wright's Coin Shop, and you can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Yes, a lot of weird stuff is happening, and we've been talking about how, hey, you know, Mercury's been in retrograde for a while. Now it's the solstice today. Around July 1st, everything is supposed to get back into harmony again. So if you've been having some weird issues, it's like, you know, I tell you, Sam, my car battery died. A couple times my water's gone out. My power's gone out. We've had some snafus with the computers there and the station. It's been one of those months, and it's sort of continued to be. Now, do you think we should require you and Shelley to stuff some Rice Krispie treats and similar sweeties down your pants when you come into the studio?
Well, for those who are not aware, we are not just fetishists for Rice Krispie treats. That does tie into an interview from last week, but I think that if you did hear, what was his name?
Grandmaster Tom Cavern.
Tom, yes, the human...
stun gun.
Yes! I think we would need a couple trays of some Rice Krispie treats. We need to shove them everywhere.
I don't know. I think anything in that vending machine would work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm game. I'll stick it down my pants.
It has been an odd, you know, not just with electrical stuff, just in life, just in general.
Yeah, yeah. He said that, you know, there's a navel chakra that projects energy, and that you can block it by putting a processed item, especially something sugary like a muffin or a Rice Krispie treat down your pants.
You're like a muffin.
Yes, something similar to a muffin. Anything baked and sugary will work. All right, so yes, there is a lot of weird stuff happening in the world, as usual. And let me just point out, for those of you who may have missed my webinar on the wishing machine, we're going to have that. It was recorded, fortunately. That's one thing that did work out technically. We weren't sure if that was going to happen. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, we will have a link there for you. And also, you'll find a live chat during the show at speakingofstrange.com. More information on topics discussed. Links to all kinds of other cool things like the Haunted Asheville ghost tours and ghost hunts that are booming right now at hauntedasheville.com. So check out our website. We try to put some interesting stuff there for you. Let's get back to what's happening with the grand bodies in space, including our very own planet Earth. You know, I think it may have been last week or the week before I read a story about how another planet was discovered that has pretty much all the life-like or life-giving qualities of Earth, but is twice as old as Earth. So there's, one would imagine, a good possibility that life has evolved there. And now, Harvard scientists are reporting there may be, and this is a quote, an ancient Earth inside Earth. And now I read that and I scratched my head. What are they talking about? It says here they believe the remnants of an ancient Earth dating to the time another planet collided with ours to produce the moon may still be lodged deep within the Earth's mantle. So this is the same planet that I was talking about in the other story. See, these are two separate stories, but these are elements that are shared. They're saying if you thought it was a trip to see Earth from space, wait till you get a load of this. The team there believes that inside the Earth, they have found a signal from material from when the Earth collided with this other planet, which probably led to the creation of the moon. And it says here that the team there at Harvard say that this very ancient planet is somewhere deep within the Earth's mantle. Quote, this exciting result is adding to the observational evidence that important aspects of Earth's composition were established during the violent birth of the planet and is providing a new look at the physical processes by which this can occur. So we're talking about not only this planet hitting Earth and somehow getting inside of Earth, but also spinning off the moon. And we were talking about this off air, Sam, and you said that you saw another story about a grand discovery regarding what's in the Earth.
Yes, scientists say that a reservoir with three times more water than is on the surface of Earth lies within our planet. A vast reservoir of water enough to fill the world's oceans three times over is trapped up to 660 kilometers beneath the crust of Earth, potentially transforming our understanding of how the planet was formed.
So that means then, well, okay.
But here's a kicker. Here's a kicker.
Okay, all right.
It's not liquid.
Oh.
It's not any other familiar form like ice or vapor. It's locked inside the molecular structure of minerals called ringwoodite or ringwoodite. I don't know how that goes in science talk. Ringwoodite. Mm-hmm. And it's in the mantle rock that possesses the remarkable ability to absorb water like a sponge.
Wow. So
wrap your head around that, Warren.
I wonder, is this water from Theia, the planet that slammed into Earth, possibly?
I mean, I would have to do a little research on that.
Professor? Professor Animal? But because, you know, so far, scientists have always presumed that all the water that we have on the surface of the Earth, and there's a lot of it, was brought here by comets and you know, other icy bodies that just over billions of years landed here because they can't figure out how else it would have gotten
here. Well,
that's
funny you should say that because it says here Northwestern University geophysicist Steve Jacobson, who co-authored a study in the journal Science, he says that it kind of suggests that the water may have come from within, driven to the surface by geological activity rather than being deposited by icy comets hitting the forming planet.
Wow. So possibly then the original water was always locked, or at least, you know, earlier than it was on the surface, it was locked somehow in the actual material that formed the physical body of the Earth, and then some of it seeped to the surface to create the oceans.
Apparently. I'm not any longer a geophysicist. I gave that up to do radio a while back. Had a calling, you know. But no, that's what, you know, that's what it says. And
I wonder how many people are listening to us right now just like, I don't give a crap about any of that. All I know is Domino's was supposed to be here 5 minutes ago, and I want my free pizza. You know?
They don't do that anymore. It was a hazard. People were getting in wrecks and all that. You can't.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they quit doing that a little while back, a few years ago.
Man, how long have you been in Puerto Rico? Do they not have media outlets down there?
My beard is down to my knees. I'm like Rip Van Winkle down here. I'm like Tom Hanks halfway through Castaway. I'm walking around on the rocks. My feet are all bloody.
Oh, and you're blistered.
I am blistered. Yes.
It's that beach ball.
Wilson!
What is this giant metal bird that just flew over? It has a buzz that disturbs me.
And you want to be my paranormal scientist. Oh, I tell you what, sir. I tell you what.
Well, if you feel like that science and technology is just zooming right by you, you're not alone. Because when we come back from this break, well, Star Wars holographic communication is becoming a reality, and we are going to explain when we come back. This is the show where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and Speaking of Strange will be right back.
There is no end to what we can do together.
Becomes usual, keeping you company tonight, and thank you for spending your evening with us. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Speaking of Strange, presented by Wright's Coin Shop. And we're going to talk to Shelley at some point tonight about what's happening with gold and silver, because she made a prediction that the prices were going to go up, and she was right. So you should have listened. That's what we call her, Shelley Wright. Sam, are you a fan of A Clockwork Orange?
You know, I saw it. I would just off the bat say I'm not a huge fan. I've seen it. I remember it kind of freaked me out. Mm-hmm. You know, like the whole there's some violence in there and something about milk. And but no, I mean Kubrick. I like Kubrick, but. It's never been one. Maybe it's just it rubbed me the wrong way, but I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I'm a fan of that movie, and those of you who are, you know where the right fits in. Right. Even she doesn't know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. I search for the most obscure references known to man.
Sky movie.
That's what pleases nobody but me.
And
before we dig into the story about new technology, guys, we want to make it clear here that when we go on the air, and here I am in Puerto Rico, Sam and Shelley are in Asheville, there are people listening to this show all over the world. We rely on only the most durable, reliable equipment, and that's why we work with Christopher's Computers. That's right. In Asheville, North Carolina. If you're lucky if you live in Asheville. If you don't, maybe they can help you long distance. Doesn't matter if you need a new computer, you need an upgrade, you need some type of virus situation dealt with. Christopher'sComputers.com. There's a link at speakingofstrange.com, and you can call them at 828-670-9800. Christopher's Computers, 828-670-9800, and my voice is literally being brought to you through a Christopher computer this very moment.
A Christopher computer.
Well, you know, Christopher is a friend of ours, Sam, and we can tell everybody, the guy, you know, he's not just some dude who just threw some money at us and said, sponsor me, you know, this is a guy who really knows what he's doing. So,
and let me just say, it's the small touches on the actual power cable of the computer, which this is a Dell XPS. It's got an awesome Christopher's Computer sticker. And it's like that. It's the little personal touches.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere makes can just give you a power cable. His has got a sticker. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine in the near future we will see that sticker on Star Wars holographic communicators, because according to this news story, they are becoming a reality. Now, when it comes to developing modern technology, we always seem to be chasing our own imaginations. I mean, we can create more and more exciting pieces of tech, but the realms of science fiction are always keeping us striving to create more. So right now, well, obviously, you know, people have always imagined incredible futuristic gizmos. The transparent aluminum from Star Trek is an example. So we now have the technology to make Wonder Woman's invisible plane. Did you know that, Shelley?
That's just crazy talk.
Yeah.
And we still can't get a hoverboard.
It just has to stay on the track, so it's not as fun. But last week, NASA announced it's developing a real honest-to-God warp engine, and now there's more sci-fi-inspired technology on the way. A California-based firm, Ostendo Technologies, has developed a tiny holographic projector that can fit into mobile phones.
Awesome.
It can work with TVs, tablets, smartwatches. So you guys remember one of the first scenes in the original Star Wars, I think it was one of the first scenes.
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope.
Yeah. You see the little projection of Princess Leia there. And at the time, I did not see Star Wars in the theater. A lot of my friends did, and they were talking about how impossible this stuff seemed, because I remember when I did finally see Star Wars as a kid, you see some kind of like holographic projector, you can't even imagine how that could exist, and now it can be in your dinky little cell phone.
The South Koreans probably already have it.
Oh, really? Why is that?
They have the South Korean cell phone technology is years ahead of ours.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, they operate on a different bandwidth, and so it's been possible for them to stream live TV for many years. And that was always a dream of mine, and it's a lot cooler now. You have Netflix and Hulu and all that on your phone. I've always wanted to have a little TV in my pocket and watch TV whenever I wanted. You know, they've been doing that for years, and it's something we can't do here. But.
Did you know they also happen to be, for whatever reason, the world leaders in plastic surgery?
Huh.
Yeah. Oddly enough. And do you know how I know that, Sam?
Because you traveled to South Korea to get plastic surgery.
No. I have no desire to go to South Korea. My wife was actually born in Seoul, South Korea. She's from Texas, but her father was in the military, and she was born on a base there in Seoul, South Korea. But I've never been there.
Yeah, don't find it fascinating? Like, I think that would be a very interesting place, just due to the proximity to North Korea. I mean,
well, every time I see it on TV, they're like eating live squids and just crazy crap like that. So I don't know. I don't know if I would enjoy that. But I was watching on Netflix this documentary called Unhung Hero.
Where's this going, Josh?
I know it's not the Dark 30 hour yet, but it's a documentary about a guy who has a body part that's smaller than he would like. And so he goes on this international quest to find the best solution to this problem. You know, once you've taken Ron Jeremy's extends and whatnot, and you found that it didn't work, now you move on.
What's funny for people who don't know is that actually is a banner ad that's on the sidebar of just about every site. Those in the know are in the know. Continue.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he takes those pills, and when it does nothing for him, he calls up, and they say, well, you know, maybe I should save this for Dark 30, but ultimately, without getting into too many details, they kind of like backpedal and act like they don't claim it does exactly what everybody thinks it does, because the marketing's a little misleading. And so anyway, the guy ends up in South Korea because that's where they do this groundbreaking plastic surgery. So it's a really bizarro thing, and that shows you how Star Wars and
I was going to throw that in when you were talking about the holographic projections and Star Wars and Princess Leia. Did you, like, you know, maybe when you were a kid and you saw it, you were like, oh, this is awesome. But as you got older, maybe more interested in the girls, like, did you see the potential for this technology to enter other arenas that might have to wait till the dark 30 hour to talk about? But, I mean, I think that could be a whole new industry, if you know what
I think
saying.
Ultimately what we're getting at here, Sam, is lightsabers.
Exactly.
That is the key.
Exactly.
That is the gravitational anchor for this entire disheveled conversation. Okay. So they have developed this tiny holographic projector, and it says here, instantly provided food is another oft-seen comfort in science fiction worlds. And whether it's the Star Trek replicators or the Fifth Element's instant microwavable roast dinner, the future allows you to be even lazier by providing hot meals whenever we want. And apparently there is a new machine that's going to just like nuke your food instantly. So who wants to wait 2 minutes, right?
I don't.
You sound like somebody who's hawking a microwave back in the 20s. There's going to be this machine, and it's going to soak your food with radiation and cook a pot pie in 6 minutes.
When we come back from this break, speaking of technology, well, there is also some big news from the Tesla Motor Company. Who out there wouldn't like to have a nice $100,000 Tesla electric car? Well, it might be a little bit easier for you to get one after you hear about this. This is the show where we dig into the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, the downright weird, keeping you company tonight. I'm Joshua P. Warren. The show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Be sure to check out WrightsCoinShop.com, and we'll be right back here on Speaking of Strange.
They only come a ten about twice a year.
Final minutes of hour number one on tonight's Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Remember, you can and should call Miss Shelley Wright at Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. And we're about to dig into an interesting story here regarding Tesla motor technology. But keep in mind, now, next hour, we are going to have an interesting discussion about God and the devil and vampires. What is the connection? Well, there is. There is a connection. Why do you think it is that vampires cringe when a crucifix is held up in popular culture? Some of you listening to this program, I know, are fans of True Blood, and that ends this weekend. So, well, you know, hey, good opportunity to talk about it. Plus, it's the summer solstice. That means the light is shining down upon us, and I think we're all relieved that summer is going to be here finally. The Tesla Motor Company. Oh, you know what? Before we jump into that, let me just say, speaking of the sun, if you have not recently gone to sunshinesimple.com, you should do it now. Watch the free video there. You know, I was talking about power outages earlier. Well, you know, the storm season's about to kick in. Horrible storms. You have hurricanes, floods, tornadoes. Everybody knows how much it sucks when the power runs out. And what do you do when you run out of fuel for your generator? Well, just go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the free video there about the Sunshine Simple solar generator for your home. And it's, of course, an electric generator. And Tesla Motors is famous for building the Tesla electric car. Well, there was a wall of Tesla patents in the lobby of their headquarters there in Palo Alto, California. Well, that is no longer the case, because the TeslaMotors.com website says they decided to remove those patents and create an open source movement, giving all of their technology freely to the world.
Huh.
Can you believe that? They say on their website, Tesla Motors was created to accelerate the advent of sustainable transport. If we clear a path to the creation of compelling electric vehicles, but then lay intellectual property landmines behind us to inhibit others, we're acting in a manner contrary to that goal. So therefore, Tesla will not initiate patent lawsuits against anyone who in good faith wants to use their technology.
What they're really not telling you, though, is that, like, it's sort of like how you can use some old movies from the 20s because, like, it's run out. And they're just really doing it to look super nice. But really, it's like it ran out anyway. Because who's going to give it? It seems really nice of them. I mean, I'm assuming they're making money off of those patents, obviously.
We are so cynical.
We are
though.
Jaded.
Yeah, and you know, I did a really interesting experiment in human behavior in 2012. I was shooting Paranormal Paparazzi, a TV series that ran on the Travel Channel, and for about a month, I had to live right in the heart of downtown Manhattan. And there were just so many rivers of people bombarding me every day that I got really kind of frazzled. And one day, or one evening, I went out to Times Square with a friend of mine, and I said, let's do an experiment in human behavior. And I reached into my wallet, and I pulled out a $20 bill, and I said, hey, free $20 bill. Who wants a $20 bill? And people looked at me like I was nuts. It took me $15 to give that $20 bill. Excuse me. It took me 15 minutes to give that $20 bill away.
Really?
And yeah, it took me 15 minutes before somebody would take that $20 bill. We actually were so amazed. We kept pulling out 20s and doing this. I probably gave away $200 that night. And I was just amazed. We videotaped it and everything. People are so mistrusting of altruism that they will not take free money with no strings attached because they're just convinced there has to be a catch. So, hey, let's hope that Tesla's doing this for the good, right purposes. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it will be hour number two of tonight's program. Speaking of strange, I'm your host, Josh Whoopi Warren. Stick around.
Clear. You were speaking of altruism. I want to look up this guy's name. Do you ever watch that show on, I believe it's on Sci-Fi? Oh, man, what is it called? It's got Walter...